Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. It's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. We are presented by Yingling Flight. We are brought to you by Dossett Big Four, Tupelo, Mississippi. Guys, if you are looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I can't give a bigger or higher recommendation than my friends at Dossett Big Four. My wife and I bought a vehicle from them very recently, and what a great car, and more importantly, great service right there at Dossett Big Four. 46 years they've been selling cars there in Tupelo. There's a reason they stay in business that long. They know how to take care of their customers. So whatever you're looking for, go see the good folks at Dossett Big Four. 628 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo, or visit DossettBig4.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special announcement. If you are within the sound of my voice, this announcement affects you. Also, by the way, Rhino is within the sound of my voice. He is in Studio X. I'm in studio, by the way, for the first time in 3 weeks. I haven't been here. We had to pre-record to go to Oxford. Did the show in Starkville from Two Brothers. Pre-recorded for Hattiesburg. Glad to be back here in my studio. First time I've been here with my new graphic package, too. I really appreciate that. Will East made it look awesome. Important announcement. This weekend, Mississippi State will play college football. What do you think about that? Huh? We made it, guys. And you know, it's been a long and hard off season, which, of course, was preceded by a long and hard season. We won't say for 1 second that it wasn't. But the second year of Jeff Levy is here. And so the question I get all the time is, well, what do you think? Are they going to be better? And we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to, you know, how do we define better? Because better and good are two different things. Because Mississippi State was not good at all last year. They were bad. Dare I say putrid. If you know, you know. So they could just jump up a couple of notches to below average, and that would be better, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be good. So where is this Mississippi State team as we enter into week one? I'll be honest, I think that from a defensive perspective, and that's where we have to start any and all discussions of this team, I think that you could see a real improvement. I'm not talking about like, you know, these guys still suck, but they're at least somewhat better. I think you could walk away from some games going, wow, it's noticeable how much better they are. The fact that they actually have a good bit of depth, especially on the defensive line, will play a large role in that. I like their linebacker group. I like their safety group. I still have my questions about the cornerback position. But I am encouraged by the fact that one of the guys battling for that job alongside, I think we knew Kelly Jones was going to be the guy there, but we didn't know who the other guy was going to be. And I thought, man, it's going to be one of those things where they're just going back and forth and nobody has any idea. And it feels like Jet Jefferson has grabbed that job. Great name, by the way. And so that gives me some confidence. That gives me, okay, this guy stepped up, made the plays, and now he's the guy there. State has to make a massive jump defensively. When I say they have to, I mean that if they want to go to the postseason, they have to make a massive jump. If you want to talk about Mississippi State as a bowl team, you have to start with they were the 16th ranked defense in the conference last year in total defense and scoring defense by a massive large margin. They have to be much better. They can't go from 16th to 15th. They got to go from 16th to 10th to maybe 12th. And if I can get that and a corresponding jump on the offensive side of the ball, this is a bowl team in 2025. And everybody just takes a deep breath. And that's what I think Mississippi State fans want right now more than anything else in the world, is just to be able to breathe for a second. You went 2-10 a year ago. And you just want to be able to look at your team and say, it's going to be okay. And you're not going to be able to do that until kickoff on Saturday. And you're going to know pretty quick. And I've been saying that for months, and I stick to it, that whatever the score is at the end of the first quarter, I'll be able to probably give you a pretty good prediction of how the rest of the season's going to go. State's up big. Smooth sailing is relative. You know, it's not going to beat Georgia and Texas. I'm not going to go and predict that. But I would tell you that if State's playing well and they're in control and they're dominating both sides of the line of scrimmage, then I would tell you that State's on its way to possibly being a bowl team, which for this season, with this schedule, with this roster, is about as good as you can hope for. The game's close. It's going to be a struggle. State's losing. Well, there's always fishing. I think when I look at State's roster, that Lebby did about as good as you could hope for in terms of roster improvement coming off of a 2-10 season. There's still some question marks. There's still some things where you're like, I'm not sure that that's going to work. I still have questions of why the need for continuity was so great that you would keep Coleman Hutzler and that staff together after the disappointment. And disappointment's not even the right word. How bad they were defensively a year ago. But that's the bed that Jeff Lebby has made, and now he'll lie in it. 2 years ago when Mississippi State played Southern Mississippi, I was completely confident in a Mississippi State victory going in. I had no doubt whatsoever. Even though State wasn't a good team, I was like, it doesn't matter. They're going to beat Southern and beat them convincingly. And they did. It was close at points, but at the end of the day, it was a convincing win for State. This year, I would tell you that I think State's going to win the game. I think State could cover. I think the spread is 12.5, 11.5. I think State could cover. But when you watch a team lose as badly as they lost last year to Toledo, I can't come on this show. I won't come on this show. I'll put it that way. I will not be someone who comes on the show and just says, oh, yeah, it's going to be easy pickings down there in Hattiesburg. It's not going to be easy. Southern Mississippi is much improved. They added a ton of new players. They got a new coach. They have a lot of optimism. It's going to be a raucous crowd, I think. So there's a lot that could happen and could go wrong for Mississippi State. At the end of the day, I think State's just the more talented football team, and that's where you go from there. Jimmy's and Joe's tend to win out. They don't always win out. Take a look at that Toledo game, as I just mentioned. But by and large for State, they're just the better football team top to bottom, especially on the lines of scrimmage. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. I don't know what the score needs to be for Mississippi State fans to walk out of the Rock and to walk away from their television saying, okay, I feel confident about the direction of this team in this season. I don't know what that number is. You know, I would tell you that if State just barely covers, it's probably not going to be that situation. And we have to play another week and see how State does against Arizona State to see where the confidence meter is for Mississippi State fans. But if it's 17, is that good enough? I don't know. If it's 21, at 21, I think you start saying, okay, yeah, because that's fine. That's a good number. Anything above that, great. Anything below 14, and I think you're going to be looking around saying, I'm worried about this football team. And you would be absolutely right to do so. Would be absolutely right to do so in that situation. So the good news is, you know, because I feel like for me, I've been like, I don't know if I'm hedging my bets or not. I have thought all along that State's going to win this football game. It's just a question of how convincing a win is it for me. And so if State can be convincing, great. Great, we'll all just move forward with our lives. But if they can't, well then, we'll see what they can convince us of when they play Arizona State next Saturday. And that's going to be, you know, good atmosphere, good crowd, I think, especially if State can win this game Saturday. Yeah, I think people are excited about some of the new features at Davis-Wade Stadium. We'll talk about those later. Mississippi State put out a press release today. A lot of new features. You got to see some of them on Twitter from my guy Robbie Falk. I didn't get to make that, but we'll see how it all goes. But we're going to talk about why I think State will beat Southern Mississippi when we come back. This weekend and any weekend you're watching football, enjoy a cold, crisp Yingling Flight, the newest light beer from America's oldest brewery. Light beer with full flavor, just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs. If you're looking for a crisp, refreshing light beer, make it a Flight by Yingling, brewed for those who never settle. Enjoy responsibly, and don't forget you can win some great prize packages by just tweeting at Sports Talk Mississippi or hitting us up here on the C Spire text line with your pictures from game day with an ice cold Yingling Flight. Why do I think Mississippi State is going to beat Southern Mississippi? Where does State have the biggest advantage? Big is the key word there. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi, presented by Yingling Flight and brought to you by Dossett Big Four.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
I am absolutely and completely thunderstruck.
Back here on Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad, Rhino in Studio X. Making sure everything goes according to plan. Whose plan? Who knows? We are brought to you by Yingling Flight. Crisp, refreshing, and just 95 calories. Pick some up for your next tailgate or watch party. Brewed for fans that never settle. If you're looking for a great light beer full of flavor, but just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, I've got one for you. It's Flight by Yingling. Enjoy responsibly. And of course, we are brought to you by our good folks over at Dossett Big Four. Big! That's the operative word. Why will Mississippi State beat Southern Mississippi? It's because Mississippi State will have the advantage on both lines of scrimmage. They're just the bigger, stronger football team. And when you look at the depth charts, there's just no getting around that fact. That is a fact of life. And something that has become kind of a mantra up here in Starkville over the past few weeks and months. I've talked to Jeff Lebby has said it to me. Phil Loadholt has said it, the Mississippi State offensive line coach. We've heard it from a number of people, is that big people move small people. Not that Southern Mississippi's guys are small, but they are smaller than Mississippi State's guys. And I give Loadholt a lot of credit because a year ago, State had one of the lightest offensive lines in the country. And now I believe the numbers, they're the fourth heaviest offensive line in the country. They went out and got some big road graders like Zach Owens, who, as we know, is now, he's Flapjack Owens. Tremendous name. Jet Jefferson, Flapjack Owens. We have Fat Forest. Mississippi State may not have won a lot of games, but they have got great nicknames here in Starkville. Blake Steen, big old right tackle. So this is a big physical offensive line. It is a offense that I think wants to run the football more than anything else. I think they want to be a run-first, physical, smash-mouth team, limit Blake Shapen's opportunities to get himself into trouble. Now, that's not to say that they don't trust Blake Shapen. That is to say, though, that if they can win the football game running the football, they will do that. You know, that's something that we've talked about a lot with Lebby, with Kiffin, with Heupel, is that there's this misnomer of their offenses, that these are pass-first explosive offenses. These are very much old school conservative run the football offenses. The reason those guys are so wide open when they throw the ball is because teams commit to stopping the run against them. And State was a much better running football team in the second half of the season than they were a year in the first half. They got to get off to a hot start on Saturday. Possibly going to have some rain, so that certainly helps you run the football. But Booth and Bothwell and Johnny Daniels need to be playmakers for Mississippi State in this game. They need to be able to, from the first carry, get past that first wave of tacklers and get into the secondary. The good news with Booth and Bothwell, not so much with Daniels, but he has some physicality, but Booth and Bothwell are physical runners. They can break tackles. So even if they, you know, do get held up at the line of scrimmage, they should be able to get through and use their ability to break tackles. If State can't run the football in Southern Mississippi, well, then I got bad news. They're not going to be able to run the football on just about anybody. They've got to be plus 200 yards in this game, and I don't mean like a year ago, and I've brought this up a couple of times this week, but I had forgotten about it. But something that stood out to me a year ago was when State played Eastern Kentucky, they rushed for 203 yards as a team, 41 on one carry, an end around by Creed Whittemore. Completely skewed the yards per carry and the rushing yards. They should have only rushed for like 140 yards, 150 yards against an FCS team. Huge red flag. Against a Sun Belt team, which is a huge step forward, much better football team. You're playing this week, week one, than you did a year ago. But you should still be able to move the football and run for 200 plus yards. If you can't, it's going to be a long year. On the other side of the ball, we mentioned it earlier, State, they just have so many more options on the defensive side of the ball, on the line. Yeah, that was like the main focus of the transfer portal for them. And so they go out and they get Red Hibbler and Jamil Burrows and Will Whitson and Malik Silla and Rasheen Thomas and Nevaeh Sanders and Jare Bledsoe to go with guys that they already had, like Trevion Williams and Calvin Dinkins and Kedrick Banley-Jones, Deontay Anderson. State went out and you know, did they get difference makers? No. And if you listen to Sports Talk Mississippi a little bit ago, we talked about that. The difference makers weren't to be found in the portal. There was not a Walter Nolan out there for Mississippi State to go and try and grab, a Princely Umami Ellen. There wasn't a guy like that in this portal class. So they got better just because they added that depth. And I think they added good players. I don't know that they added a great player. I don't, you know, we think of Mississippi State, right? I don't think there's a Jeff Simmons or a Chris Jones or a Fletcher Cox or a Pernell McPhee or anything like that in that group. But can there be some Josh Boyds and Marquise Spencers and Caleb Ewells types? If you can have those, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. State's got to put pressure on Southern Mississippi. They need to make sure that they are doing a much better job of rushing the quarterback than they did a season ago. Braylon Braxton is a quarterback who can beat you with his legs, so you got to be careful in the way you rush him. But State needs to, if I'm Coleman Hutzler, do you guys remember, I don't know if you do or not, remember Mullen's first game? You've got 5 years of Kroom just running the football and too tight. It was so conservative and boring. And the first play of the Mullen era is a double reverse pass. It fell incomplete, but at least it told the fans, hey, times are different here. I could see something similar happening with Hutzler and defense, just absolutely going 100 miles an hour aggressive against Southern Mississippi. Just to show the fans, hey, we get it. We got to be different. State couldn't rush the passer worth the flip a season ago. They've got to be better at that. First game against an FCS team last year, you only had two sacks. State's got to have more than two sacks in this game. They got to put Braylon Braxton under pressure. They got to put him to a decision. But at the same time, you want to try to keep him in the pocket because that's where he can beat you, is outside with his athleticism and his speed. One thing about Braxton that I'm interested in, or not interested in, I should say impressed by, is he doesn't turn the ball over. 19 touchdowns to 2 interceptions a year ago. That is an elite ratio. 9.5 to 1 is your touchdown interception. No coach in America would turn that down. So it's not about, you know, I don't know that you're going to win this game because you pick him off 3 or 4 times. It doesn't seem like he's the kind of quarterback to do that. You got to beat him by making him throw quickly, get rid of the ball before he wants to, not letting him be comfortable in the pocket. State's defensive line against Southern Mississippi's offensive line will be an interesting battle. One thing that's been kind of a trend, I guess, is from all three training camps, from Ole Miss, from State, from Mississippi, from Southern Mississippi, I've heard a lot of that the offensive line has not been great from all three of them. So I don't know how all that's going to work out. For State, though, if they have to be better in the trenches this year. If they aren't, well, then it's just going to be a long season. If you can't dominate Southern Mississippi, I feel like I have to like preface everything I say about Southern. Like it just comes across as disrespect for some reason. It isn't. It is not. Southern Mississippi is fully capable of winning this football game. If State goes out there and plays the way they played in games last year and they make mistakes, Southern Mississippi is going to win this game. But if State plays its best game, Southern Mississippi cannot beat them. I firmly believe that. If State doesn't make mistakes, if they control the line of scrimmage, they don't turn the ball over, they don't have untimely penalties, they play their best game, they play an A game, they win. They probably win pretty convincingly. The problem is, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you could play Southern Mississippi and play a C-plus game, maybe even a D game, and still beat them. That's not the case anymore. So that's where the pressure lies for Mississippi State, is they don't have to be perfect, but they got to be really good. They got to be really good if they want to beat the Southern Mississippi team. And it starts up front. Feels like it's a bit of a cliche, right? Football being won in the trenches is just a true statement. The teams that are better on the offensive and defensive line win the football game 9 times out of 10. Very rarely will you see a team get pushed around and still win. Mississippi State needs to push Southern Mississippi around. If they do that, they're going to win. If they don't, well, then we'll see what happens. It's going to be a lot closer than any Bulldog fan wants it to be, if indeed that is the case. Dawson Big Four in Tupelo. 3 generations of serving their community, building a legacy of trust and exceptional customer service. When it comes to keeping your vehicle running smoothly, you can count on Dawson Big Four's award-winning service department. Their certified technicians in both the Honda and General Motors service centers are dedicated to providing the best care for your car. What are you thinking about buying right now? A new GMC? A new Buick? Maybe a new Honda? The friendly team at Dawson Big Four is ready to help you find the perfect fit. So don't wait. Find your next vehicle today. Visit them online at DawsonBig4.com or stop by their convenient location in 628 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo. Dawson Big Four, family owned for 46 years of great vehicles and award-winning service. There's a lot going on here in my town of Starkville, Mississippi. A lot going on. I want to talk about that and how Starkville seems to be poised for a brighter future. I'm no architect. I'm no city planner. I'm going to try to play that role, though, when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning Live, presented by Yuengling Flight and brought to you by Dawson Big Four in Tupelo. We'll be right back.
There's nothing.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Listen up! There is a storm coming!
I've never been a city planner, an architect, an alderman, any of those things, nor do I play one here on C-Spire TV. I'm just a radio host. I'm Brian Haydad. This is Thunder and Lightning Live. However, last week, Mississippi State announced plans, Mississippi State, the city of Starkville, however you want to look at it, for a complete, and I don't use this word very often because I think it gets overused sometimes, but when you look at what is today versus what they want to have in the future, the word reimagining is an accurate one. And so when you see what they want to do to the Cotton District, to the you know, what would be the entrance to campus to kind of meld it so that you don't really know the point where you stopped walking in Starkville and you started walking at Mississippi State's campus, to add a bunch of new restaurants and shops, to add a boutique hotel with a rooftop bar. I'm very impressed. And, you know, I look at it and I know, hey, there's going to be some growing pains with that. There's no question. There's going to be, you know, 4 or 5 years of, what do you mean I can't turn here? What do you mean this is a one-lane road? We're experiencing some of that right now in Starkville with the downtown revitalization project, you know, and these are the prices you have to pay to have better things. So obviously, you know, it's going to be years before you see the fruits of all of these labors. You know, I think the hotel was scheduled to open in 2027. And then, you know, like I think they want to be done by 2030. I mean, that's a long way off. I'm an old man. I might not see the end of it, guys. I hope I do. But I'm excited by the fact that it feels like for a long time there has been a rift, would be the way to put it, between the city and the university. And in my opinion, the only way for, you know, both to thrive is for both to thrive. You can't have a great Starkville without a great Mississippi State University, and vice versa. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see the university moving forward and the city moving forward with plans that are just going to benefit everybody that supports Mississippi State. It's going to benefit everybody who live here in Starkville, whether you're a Mississippi State fan or not. If you live in Starkville, the things you do benefit Mississippi State. So I'm glad to see that from State. Hey, Dad, will the SEC ever go to a Tier 1 and Tier 2 setup separating better teams from weaker teams? No. What's the point of having a conference at that point? You got to play everybody. No, that would never happen. And then also today, Mississippi State released an article elevating the experience, what's new at Davis-Wade Stadium. I mentioned it earlier. So on Monday night, the media was given a sneak preview of what you expect to see when State plays under the lights this year. The new LED lighting and some of the new features of game day. I couldn't make it. We were coming back from Northwest Mississippi on that day. I'm sad I couldn't make that. But I got to see the video from our good friend Robbie Falk. And I think it looks pretty cool. You know, so getting around the fact that it looks cool. Those maroon and white LED lights and all of that. So State Today releases an article saying that obviously that's happening. A $9 million investment into Davis-Wade Stadium and game day enhancement over the past year. The LED lighting system is just part of it. There's a new field level audio system. If you've followed me on this show or on social media or on the podcast, you know that I've complained many, many times that you can't really hear anything in Davis-Wade. The speaker system is not good. So this is a way, hopefully, they feel like they've gotten the audio just better. There's going to be drone shows and enhanced fireworks. This goes back to, you know, one of the easiest ways to get people to buy tickets is to make people's kids want to buy tickets. And so when you have drone shows and fireworks, you know, I know a lot of you guys are old guys like me, and you're like, can't we just play football? And I get it. But that's not what it is anymore, guys. It's about entertainment. It's about bang for the buck. You're asking your fans to pay for literally everything. You got to give them something worth showing up for. And it goes beyond just wins and losses even. You know, yeah, if a team is winning, they could probably get away with some boring game day. They can get away with the same old, but Mississippi State's not winning right now. So they have to do these kind of things, and they should. Some enhancements to the West and East Concourse just in terms of cleanliness and in terms of just neatness and the flow underneath the stadium is going to be better. They got new food, which I got a small glimpse of that this past Saturday when I was at Duty Noble, which, by the way, banana ball, your thoughts on it, whatever. If you're not a fan, I get it. But it was cool to be at Duty Noble Field on an August Saturday night. You know, you don't ever get that. Why would I ever be there? It was just cool. I thought it was a good event. I understand why people like it, why some people enjoy it, and I thought it was interesting. Like I said, new food, some new beverage stuff going on. I'm excited. You know, you think about where Mississippi State was from a game day perspective a year ago. It just feels on the surface like this year, if the team is better and you get the results on the field, combined with what it appears Mississippi State has invested and is willing to put forth from a fan experience standpoint, it's going to make coming to these games just a lot more enjoyable. Last year, coming to Mississippi State football games was a chore. By the end of the season, nobody wanted to do it. Not even guys like me who get to go for free. Just like, why am I doing this? I can just watch the game from home. And that's the biggest thing, right? Is that's what That's the biggest competition you have. It's not Mississippi State's biggest competition isn't with Ole Miss. It's with the television. They got to get people off the couch. They got to get them in the stadium. The only way to do that is by providing stuff like this. It's not just about winning and losing sometimes. This is, I've said it many times on this show. This is an entertainment industry at this point, all right? The most important thing will always be the wins and losses, but it's not the only thing. You got to provide your fans with something beyond the product on the field. Because if they're just winning, I can just contribute my money and stay home. Make it easy on myself. Hey, look, I'm still going to donate. I'm still going to be a member of the State Excellence Fund. You don't have to worry about the money, but I'm not coming to the games because they're boring. I can just watch at home. Food's in the fridge. Bathroom's right there. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to park. By providing a better experience, by providing more amenities, by providing a more of a show, you get fans to want to come in the door. So, who made money on the banana game? Mississippi State did. I'm sure some of it went to the party animals or banana ball or whatever the parent company is. But, I mean, you had two games with 13,000 plus. I'm sure State gets a cut of the ticket revenue. They got a cut of the concession revenue. Plus, I was in the Cotton District all day on Saturday. All of the restaurants and bars were packed down there. It felt like a big baseball weekend at Mississippi State. I talked to an owner of one of the bars downtown today, and he said, yeah, we were packed all weekend. So, yeah, a lot of people made money on that deal. Really good stuff. Had the same conversation with someone else in the media several years ago, and ultimately I was told, I just don't love MSU then. Now he's changed his opinion. I understand, you know, if somebody's going to tell you, well, if you don't want to come to the games, you don't love it. I'm never going to be that guy. I'm never going to preach to the fan and say, hey, you know, because that's your money. I don't know what your financial situation is. Maybe a treat for you to come to one game a year. I don't take for granted the fact that I get to go to these games for free. I'll never take that for granted. But if you want fans to show up, it can't just be about, well, do you love Mississippi State or not? Because I love Mississippi State, but I love my family more, my actual family. So if I got to make a choice between them and Mississippi State, State's going to lose. And if that choice is, look, we could spend our money to go up to Starkville, but it's just not worth our time. I get it. So yeah, I'm never going to be the one that preaches to you that says, you got to come to the game, you got to do this. Because I don't know what your situation is, man. If you can't make it, you can't make it. Support Mississippi State every way that you can. That's great. That's great for you. But if you can't make the game, that doesn't make you any less of a fan. I only have one rule for fans. Do y'all know my one rule? If you want to say you're a real fan, I firmly believe you got to go to one Egg Bowl in Oxford. If you go to one Egg Bowl in Oxford, you're good. You don't have to go every year, but you got to go up in the Lion's Den one time. I firmly believe that. We are brought to you by our good friends at Yuengling. Yuengling Flight, the newest light beer from America's oldest brewery. Crisp, clean, brewed for today's beer drinker. Brewed for those that never settle. Enjoy responsibly. Enjoy a flight by Yuengling this weekend. We'll wrap it up when we come back. What a fun show. I'm ready for football. That's what it is. Football is here. I'm excited. I think you are too. We'll wrap it up when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning Live, presented by Yuengling Flight and brought to you by Dossett Big Four.
William is one of millions.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Second time today I've heard this song. You missed it earlier. I was on Middays with Gerard Gibbert, and Rhino was kind enough to make that my intro as well. I didn't think he was listening. I thought I was going to have to take over the show for a second.
Yeah, I had you potted up just in case.
I was like, do I need to start talking? Because he was not paying attention, and then he threw the headset on, and I was like, all right, we're good to go. So, always good to talk to my friend Gerard, my favorite rebel. Don't let anybody tell you different. Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. That is our friend Rhino in Studio X. He's backing us into the parking spot right now. We're about to get out of the car and call it a day. As you know, a year ago, Mississippi State was one of the top soccer teams in the country. Won the SEC, made the, I think the Sweet 16 is where their season ended in the NCAA tournament. This past weekend, a big win for the Bulldogs, who are currently ranked, I think, 17th nationally. But they beat the number 10 team in the country, Wake Forest, 2-1. So even though a change of coaching staff from James Armstrong to Nick Zimmerman, looks like Mississippi State is still going to be one of the teams to contend with in the SEC this year as far as soccer goes. Now, obviously, you know, long way to go in the season, but that's a really good win for them. And I'm one of these people that, you know, I understand how, you know, women's basketball, when it was as big at State, was such a big boost to things. And you know, I know that these sports, they don't make any money, but it's still good for the university, I think, from a perception standpoint, to be good at all sports. And that's kind of the thing with football right now. When you look at Mississippi State's athletic department as a whole, right? Take football out of the equation for just a minute. I know that's difficult, but just do it. Men's and women's basketball, both tournament teams last year. We feel like Jans has got that program going in the right direction. Purcell, some questions this year, but he has made the tournament 2 of the 3 years he's been in start. Baseball, they just hired an elite coach. Not a good coach, not a great coach, an elite coach. Fully expect them to be, you know, back contending for championships. Softball has been a good program over the last 5-6 years. Samantha Ricketts has got that program going in the right direction. Men's tennis has been a really good program over the last few years. The golf programs have been good. The track program has been good. So, State's athletic department, outside of the elephant in the room over there, has been really good. But everything is viewed through the window of football. And when that window is dirty, everything else looks rough. If State can get football turned around, and all of a sudden you have that, you've got Zach Selman putting together, you know, great fan experiences at the stadium, record-breaking fundraising years, you know, the uniforms that have been so divisive, it feels like they're starting to find some compromise there between all the different logo people, of which I am one of them, I will tell you. You got a lot positive happening in Mississippi State if, big if, you get football right. So, not that Jeff Lebby feels the pressure to carry the burden of the athletic department and the perception of it on his shoulders, but that pressure does exist. If State was better in football right now, people would be looking at this athletic department saying, man, that is a model of consistency. Zach Selman has done a fantastic job. He took over at a time where State was struggling from an NIL perspective, has got them right, and now it's, you know, the sky's the limit there at Mississippi State. But people aren't saying that because football team went 2-10 last year. Jeff Lebby doesn't have to go 9-3 this year. He doesn't have to win 9-10 games. He doesn't have to be in the college football playoff. If he gets to a bowl game this year in year two, everybody is looking at this saying, okay, 4-win improvement in year two, that program's going in the right direction. They're going to be fine under Jeff Lebby. And that all starts Saturday. Nobody in the country needs a convincing win more than Jeff Lebby does on Saturday. Nobody. I'm telling you right now. You can look in it. You pick me any game, and I'll tell you right now, Jeff Lebby needs that game to go his way more than anybody else. You want to break it down to a micro level, I don't think any coach in the country needs a 3-and-out more than Coleman Hutzler. Just go over there, get him off the field, and call it a day. That is exactly what Coleman Hutzler needs. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Got an early morning. Got to get up early. I'm gonna miss our game, Rhino. Chelsea Fulham Saturday, 6:30 a.m. I will be on the road. You'll have to cover that for me. Is that okay?
I can handle it.
I think that we're at Stamford Bridge for this one. So where you guys beat us last year.
Yeah.
But we wanted the cottage, so you know, that's how it works out sometimes. But I'll text you when I get in Hattiesburg and just be like, who won? And you can let me know. But looking forward to being at The Rock, and looking forward to being in Hattiesburg for the start of the college football season. We wait all year. Now is the time. We'll see what happens. All right, guys. I appreciate you as always. And if you can believe it, I love each and every one of you. Even the Ole Miss fans, even the USM fans who have been testy this week. We'll see how it goes. Talk to you guys next week when Mississippi State will have played a college football game. We'll talk about it then. For Rhino, down in Studio X, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi. We are presented by Yingling Flight. We are brought to you by Dossett Big Four. It's football season in Mississippi. Enjoy it this weekend, guys. Talk to you again tomorrow on Sports Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.